la République des cantons de Genève s'adresse à Tim Graff et souhaite bienvenue pour lui dire que nous sommes sensibles à cette visite, que nous l'accueillons au nom d'une cité qui est une très ancienne République indépendante et qui, depuis un certain nombre d'années, à la suite de divers événements historiques, est un lieu de dialogue et un lieu de rencontre sur le plan politique, sur le plan économique, sur le plan scientifique et sur le plan religieux.
The name of the Canton of Geneva and the city, we wish to extend our heartfelt welcome to you. This republic is an independent state, part of Switzerland, and it has a reputation for being a great center of dialogue between all men of science, philosophy, and religion.
Yeah, je veux dire également que rappeler que Genève est le siège du Conseil œcuménique des Églises et que nous avons un pasteur de l'Église protestante qui préside le comité consultatif des grandes religions.
Geneva is the seat of the World Council of Churches, and there is a Protestant pastor who is there as representative of the Canton of Geneva.
Genève a eu le privilège, c'est probablement la seule ville au monde, d'avoir reçu tous les chefs spirituels de toutes les grandes religions, comme le pape Paul VI, comme le chef de l'Église orthodoxe, le chef de l'Église arménienne, le patriarche de toutes les Russies, le primat de l'Église anglicane et de nombreux autres chefs religieux.
Unique among the cities of the world, Geneva has had the privilege to greet many great religious heads, such as Pope Paul VI, head of the Russian Orthodox Church, and many others.
En tant qu'autorité civile, nous sommes bien entendu respectueuses de la liberté de pensée, de la liberté de croyance, et que nous sommes ouverts à tous les mouvements de pensée, dans la mesure où ces mouvements contribuent à éveiller en l'individu le sens de la spiritualité, et dans la mesure, bien entendu, où l'ordre public est respecté.
As civil authorities, we are very much encouraged by religious or spiritual groups, because they contribute to wake up the consciousness of the people, provided, of course, that they respect all the laws.
Depuis des milliers d'années, on constate que l'homme cherche à atteindre la perfection à l'aide de toute une série de philosophies, de sciences ou de religions. Eh bien, nous pensons qu'une telle recherche n'est valable et n'est possible que s'il y a un esprit de tolérance. C'est-à-dire que si les écritures sacrées, quelles qu'elles soient, s'agisse des écritures de l'âme, de la Torah, de la Bible ou du Coran, dans la mesure où ces écritures ne s'excluent pas et ne se combattent pas.
For thousands of years, man has tried to find perfection through religious means. And for us, what is so much important is that this be done with tolerance, that whatever the books, whether they be the books of India or the Torah or the Quran, that they contribute to a general welfare of all men and not that they fight each other.
Il y a maintenant un besoin pour tous les hommes de chercher à mieux se comprendre et à mieux s'écouter.
There is a need currently for men to understand each other better and hear each other better.
Nous considérons surtout que le monde actuel n'a plus le droit ni n'a plus le temps de connaître des divisions graves sur le plan spirituel.
The modern world neither has the time nor the interest to tolerate divisions between men, especially on the spiritual platform.
Par conséquent, chacun doit chercher à améliorer le sort de l'individu dans un esprit de fraternité universelle.
As a result, everyone must try to improve the fate of the individual man through these means.
Il faut ainsi découvrir tous ensemble, si possible, un langage commun afin de faciliter les transformations du monde, mais avec le souci de respecter la dignité de la personne humaine.
we not then try to find some common language with which to solve these problems, all the while respecting the dignity of the common man?
Et pour terminer, je souhaite que ce voyage en Europe donne à votre divine grâce de nouvelles perspectives dans la recherche de la vérité.
Finally, that this trip in Europe will give your divine grace new perspectives in the search for the truth.
Very good, speaking English.
Est-ce qu'il faudrait traduire en français après? No. Okay. The president says that you may speak directly in English, no translation needed.
So, Mr. President, and ladies and gentlemen, the kind words that you have spoken to the true name, I thank you very much for that. Our teaching principle is Bhagavad Dharma. And we do not say this is Christian religion or Hindu religion or Mohammedan religion. We speak the science of God. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, very, very first, we say, Sabai Bhumishan Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Radhukhasi Ahi Tuti Apratihata Ya Jinata Sam Prasindu. That is first class religious system which teaches the follower how to love God. It doesn't matter what is the type of religion, religious process. Halena Policia say, it is, the thing is proved by the result how one has learned to love God. Sabai Pumshan Paros. There are two kinds of religious engagement. One is called inferior and the other is called superior. The superior religious system is that which teaches the followers how to love God. Now, what kind of love? That is also expressed there. Ahuntuki, without any motive. And apratihata. Apratihata means that religious system cannot be checked by any kind of material impediments. If we come to that class form, then Atma. Atma means the mind, the soul, also the body, intelligence, everything becomes fully satisfied. So our this principle of teaching is based on Bhagavad Gita. Perhaps you have heard the name of Bhagavad Gita, some of you might have read it. Bhagavad Gita says, Bhagavad Gita was spoken in the battlefield of Kurukshetra to groups of cousin brothers who were fighting to occupy the kingdom, and in that place Lord Krishna, with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, happened to be present as the chariot driver of one group, Arjuna. So, Arjuna was trying to avoid the fighting because the other side, there were relatives, brothers. At that time, he was lamenting his bodily relationship. The other side is my brother, my grandfather, my nephews, my son-in-law. So that was the platform of speaking Bhagavad Gita. First of all, Krishna explained that we are not this body. The first instruction was given, Dehi nasmin jatha dehi kumar jubanam kara tatha dehantara prathi vira satya namayya. The first instruction of spiritual life is to understand that I am not this body. The example is given, very simple thing, that I am present, although I remember that I had a small body lying down on the lap of my mother. I remember when I was 6 months old, I was lying down on the lap of my eldest sister, and she was knitting. I still remember. So, everyone, we remember that we had a small body, and then another small body, then another small body. Those bodies are gone. I have got a different body now, but I remember that I had all these bodies. Therefore, the conclusion should be for the sober man that although we have changed so many bodies, I, the person, the soul, am existing. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, tatha dehantara prathi. Similarly, when I shall give up this body, I shall accept another body. This is the beginning of understanding that I am not this body, I am living in this body, just like I am not this core, but I am living within the core. There is a very vivid example in the Bhagavad Gita. If we read, we can understand that I am not this body. I am spirit soul. When this realization is there, that I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, the exact word used in the Vedic literature, aham brahmasmi, that stage has to be attained in human form of life. In the animal forms of life, this understanding that I am not this body, spirit soul, in the animal state of life, it is not possible to understand. But in the human form of life, it is possible because human being is advanced in consciousness and knowledge, and if he is educated, he can understand. And if he actually understands, then his position becomes brahma-bhuta, self-realized, prasanna. Immediately he becomes jubilant. There is no more any cause of moroseness. That is the symptom. Brahma-bhuta, prasanna-atma, no sutati, no kantat. Then there is no more hankering or lamentation. At that state, Brahma-bhuta state, we can see everyone spirit soul. I don't see an American or a Swiss gentleman or a French gentleman or a cat or dog or tree, but I see the spirit soul. That in that spiritual state, Brahma-bhuta state, samakarvesu-bhuteshu, one can see that within this body there is a spirit soul, and he wants to work for benefit of the spirit soul, not for the temporary body. So our Krishna consciousness movement is just on the principles of this Bhagavad Gita to understand his real identity, spiritual identity. Pandita samadarshi, Vidyavinaya sampanne, Brahmani, Gavi hastini, Suni cheta sapatisa, Pandita Samadhi. Swan, he is actually Pandit. Pandit means learned. And spiritually learned. He sees that a very learned scholar, Brahmi, and a dog, an elephant, a cow, or a low-born man, creature, all on the same platform of spiritual life. So unless you come to that mind, this is so-called fighting and sectarianism is gone. So we want to teach people, not only sectarian people in India or the so-called Hindus or Muslims or Christians, everyone, because everyone is spiritual. And as soon as he understands that I am not his body, I am spirit soul, then he becomes completely happy. Jinatma procedure. So people will not be happy, will not be satisfied, unless and until he comes to that spiritual understanding. Now our humble method is on this principle, that I am not his body, I am spirit soul, and the spirit soul is eternal, therefore he has got to come to the platform of eternal happiness, eternal life and full knowledge. That is the perfection of life. And any type of religion, it doesn't matter what it is, which teaches this philosophy of life, that is first class religious system. That is our conclusion. Thank you very much.
J'avais parlé avec Monsieur Vieux, et s'il était possible, on avait suggéré la possibilité de, simplement de causer ensemble sans des discours. Et je pense que si vous avez un instant ou deux, ce serait très bien.
Juste parce qu'on a une cérémonie pacifique à son cortège dans un moment.
Quelque chose moins cérémonial.
Voyez-vous?
My cousin would like just to talk to you for a few minutes.
I was formerly received by the French cardinal.
Daniel.
Daniel, why was I figured for two?
He said that the discussion you had with the cardinal was very interesting.
Yes. Unless you come to that position of understanding that I am not his body, real spiritual life, knowledge does not begin.
The work on the peace comprendre que aussi un spirituel, et pas ce corps, la vraie connaissance spirituelle est très difficile à atteindre.
Mais je ne sais pas pourquoi, pourquoi vous devez avoir une physiquement une allure différente.
Understanding the philosophy, Monsieur le Président, does not understand why we find it necessary to dress differently, though.
The different dress means as you are paid for it. It's like we can go to a tailor. He supplies you dress according to the payment you can make. Similarly, according to our karma, according to our work, we are given a type of body by the material nature. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Pratityakshinamanani gunai karvani sarvasthi. According because actually I do not possess this material body. But because I am in this material world, I am given a type of body by the material nature according to my work.
Did you have to see this anywhere? Did you have to see this anywhere? dans les différents avis, dans les différents travaux que vous faites. Donc, chaque personne fait différents travaux. Et les avis sont différents. Aussi, selon nos activités, nous recevons encore différents. Bien que nous soyons tous âmes spirituelles, on voit qu'il y a tellement de différences dans les corps. Cela est dû aux activités antécédentes.
Non, mais je comprends. J'ai été aux Indes aussi, je connais comment on est habillé là-bas. C'est normal, je trouve que pour les adeptes en Europe ou en Amérique, je ne vois pas la nécessité d'être, de se présenter différemment des autres juifs. On ne voit pas la nécessité.
Speaking about clothes, Monsieur le Président says that he's been to India, and he understands that one dresses like this in India. But why would the disciples dress in America or in Europe in this way? Is it necessary?
No, it is not necessary. Dress you can have as you like. It doesn't matter. Because dress is a dead thing. The real thing is that we want a living being who can understand. That is the only condition.
Mais son mort, c'est pas tellement important. Je sais qu'il est vivant à l'intérieur, c'est très important. Mais ce n'est qu'un signe, un symbole. Tout comme le gendarme, je le vois, il s'habille d'ailleurs à ces différentes choses.
Bon, est-ce que vous ne craignez pas si les adeptes devraient être trop nombreux, ça pourrait poser un problème sur le plan de l'activité économique générale et du travail?
Monsieur le Président would like to know if this movement gets bigger and bigger. Won't it create problems in terms of working, the economy? Won't the economy suffer if our movement gets bigger and bigger?
No, economy will not suffer, but economy will be simplified. Because we have made some artificial economy. Actually, in the Bhagavad Gita, we find the economic problem is solved by producing food grains. It is stated there, but then anna bhavanti bhutan, by eating food grains, both the animals and the man, they become stout and strong. That's a fact.
The economies are comfortable, but sûrement les économies sont simplifiées. Si on travaille à ça, c'est comme dans les livres védiques que Prabhupada traduit dans le monde entier. Avec cette simplification, il y a assez à manger pour tout le monde. Il y a assez d'activité pour tout le monde. Le travail, ça compte aussi. Mais tout le monde recherche la simplicité. C'est ce qu'on peut constater aujourd'hui.
C'est vrai.
Mais
avant de dit ça, l'économie problème can be solved anywhere. If you had some land, you produce your food there and give it to the animals, especially to the cows. And she will give you in return milk. So if you get milk, fruits, vegetables, and food grains, the whole economic problem is solved.
Aujourd'hui, il y a tellement de différents produits plus ou moins artificiels, mais dans les Vedas, la Bhagavad Gita, il a dit que si vous pouvez un peu de terrain, vous pouvez faire pousser des céréales. Les céréales, vous pouvez donner aux animaux qui mangent, surtout la vache, elle vous donnera du lait. Et puis, vous pouvez vous alimenter avec des céréales, des fruits, le lait, le goût, le fromage.
We have already started this example in New Virginia. A group of men, we have got about 500 acres of land. And we keep cows, and they work to produce some vegetables and food grains. So they don't go outside for solving economic problems. At the present moment, now I am coming from India, in Bombay, there is strike, really strike. Oh, people are in so miserable condition to go to their work, 50 miles, 30 miles, 100 miles, for earning their bread. This kind of economic situation has increased the problems of life. Rather, if we accept this economic problem, solution, then anywhere, any part of the world, you live. You don't require to go outside 100 miles, 200 miles, 500 miles, no. To produce your food there, keep animals, then everything is solved.
produit de pression dans vos rayures, on n'a pas tellement besoin de se déplacer des centaines de kilomètres. Prabhupada dit que aux Indes, aujourd'hui, il y a une grève, le chemin de fer très grave. C'est très difficile, parce que les gens doivent aller très très loin, ça va aller très très dur. Tandis que si chacun peut travailler chez soi dans le sens que nous avons par exemple une communauté agricole, il y a 500 acres, 1000 hectares, et là, tout ce qu'il faut pousse. Et tout le monde est content, et tout le monde mange. Et la vie est simple, naturelle.
Actually, the problem is, as is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma Mitru Jara Vyadhi Dukkhado Sanghas. One should take up these problems very serious. Birth, death, old age, and disease.
Après avoir simplifié les problèmes économiques, les problèmes peut-être sont plus fondamentaux sur les problèmes de naissance, maladie, vieillesse, mort, que nous finissons tous.
Actually, as Spirit Source, we have no birth, no death. In finding the world. Najayatanam Yateva Kadachi. The living entity does not take birth. Najayatanam Yateva. Like that, he dies. Nahannati Hannamani Sahiri. After the destruction of the body, the living entity does not annihilate. He, just like we have got already the example, and my body, childhood body is annihilated. I still am existing. Similarly, I will exist. Now the problem is, how I shall exist? I shall exist eternally in full knowledge and in blissfulness. That is the idea. But so long we accept this material body, it is just the opposite. It is miserable, without any knowledge, and without eternity.
Qu'on existe, la question est comment va-t-on exister? Et que si nous sommes âmes spirituelles, toutes dans nos livres affirment cela, il est très difficile dans un corps matériel qui est provisoire, souvent plein de misère, que nous ressentons notre vraie nature qui est en tant qu'âme spirituelle, félicité, connaissance, éternité. Donc, ce mouvement, c'est pour résoudre cette dualité, de ne pas nier la vie matérielle. Mais bien nous les deux peut-être, hein, en affirmant l'éternité, la félicité, la connaissance de l'âme qui finalement nous sommes.
Très bien. To save our time from complicated economic problems. We should make our time simple and save time for spiritual cultivation so that we can be relieved from the repetition of birth, death, old age.
Nous aurions donc le permis de simplifier la vie matérielle économique afin que nous puissions aborder les questions fondamentales, l'essence, vieillesse, la vie.
Très bien.
Donc, je vous remercie infiniment.
Voilà. Merci, Ingo.
Thank you very much.